they give him, and he's given it, and I'm that's probably the worst I've ever seen against any of my teams ever, in my honest opinion. I think if he wouldn't have blown his whistle and played on, no one in the ground would have said damn blooming anything. So, you know, I think handball should be deliberate. It might have struck his hand. Was it inside the box? Which even now I've watched it four times, I can't tell you definitely it is. And Simeon's not even looking, and he's trying to flick and win a header, and the fellow's shoulder has got caused his arm to go up. So that's not deliberate. And I think the rules say deliberate handball. If you make yourself bigger, but that's to me, I just cannot believe he's seen it that way. He was close enough to it. So, you know, but he hasn't given himself any thought of any time, and was it deliberate?
There didn't seem to be a lot of protest either from the QPR players.
No one would have said a word. No one. No one would have said a word. Not the crowd, no one appealed. I used to work for these, right? And that end would have gone mad if they thought it was a penalty. No one moved.
Let's focus on the positive. The way your team came back, and, you know, the last 10 minutes you rolled the dice, but they went forward and... slightly fortunate strike in the end, but deserved a point at least for the minimum.
You got to report the whole game, and if you look at the whole game, who created the better chances? Yeah. We did. Away from home against a really, really good team, I thought we dominated possession, we played really well, we moved it around against a fantastic group. Now they are going to play, they are going to fancy it at certain times in the game, and they did, and we know how good they are counter-attacking. It got far too open in the second half for my liking. And they got all sorts of ability. I think Cranchard's hit one crossfield ball that I almost applauded myself. You know, he's hit probably 60 yards straight to someone's chest, and you know, so they brought on Hoylett. You know, it's an array of riches that Harry's got at his disposal, but they've also got a great spirit. You know, so for us to manage to get a crazy goal like that after the ones that we created and we didn't take, I'm delighted for my lads, and we still live to breathe and fight another day, but really disappointed because I can't stand us not taking our opportunities when we needed to. But you know, hopefully we're growing in confidence, we're growing in stature in amongst ourselves, because you know, some of the play was what I want.
And looking ahead to the final game of the season as well, it's in your own hands now. And you have great belief going for this team as well. And you seem to have improved the levels that they're playing at as well. When you have a substitution early on in the game with an injury, everybody steps up. They come off the bench as well. Where's this spirit come from?
It's come from them. It's come from every one of them. We've had some honest, frank talks about taking responsibility. And you know, I think Sean Dyche has done a wonderful job. And he spoke brilliantly the other day about all he can do is affect a group. And that group has to grow and want the same things as each other and for each other. And if you get picked or if you don't get picked, you should be with the group and help the group. And so far, our lot have been, in the last 2 months, have been absolutely fantastic. Talk about stick together, you can see that. And I think he's showing. But, you know, as I say, for me, it's a little bit late. That's why it's so tough. We had to have a game plan if we were level, if we were in front, if we were behind. And the lads managed to stick to it. Good job we did, because it managed to get us back in the game. We had enough bodies to get it out, and it was a very fortunate strike. But you know, as I say, when I watch that video again, when I look at the stats, I'm sure I'll be very, very pleased with it all overall. But it is a point enough, we don't know yet.